New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with you on the Monday Nighter. It's 31-27 Bills. They lead it by four with 7:35 and rolling left in the game. Second and 10, Titans have the ball. And they need to drive it down and score a touchdown. A field goal won't do it. They're 70 yards away, and they're up against this vicious Bills defense that hasn't been spectacular tonight. I mean, they've given up 27 points, so the Titans get a first down there. They gain 15. So anything's possible in this game. The thing is, for me, I don't know about you, Mafia. We were talking about it before, how they do whatever they want. If the Titans go down and score, because there's so much time left, I mean, how long can they possibly hold on to the ball for? I don't think they can melt 7 minutes at all. In fact, I think the Bills will get the ball back at worst if they score, let's say, with 2.5 minutes left. I mean, they're going to have the ball with something in that neighborhood. And you give that guy, Josh Allen, 2.5 minutes. Now, here's a big gainer for the Titans to Brown. A beautiful pass to Brown, who's had a big game tonight on fourth down, made a big play. Here he is with another big catch as they go over midfield. I'm telling you, they're going to give Buffalo the ball with too much time left, Mafia. And that guy, Allen's going to mow down the field and beat him.
Yeah, they're definitely leaving a lot of time here, and they're doing their pass. You figure, you know, if you want to melt the clock, if you're the Titans, like, you're run. I know that the Bills are going to see that coming, but they're also haven't been able to stop Derrick Henry. So surprised they're not running him more. They're putting him more on Tannehill's arm right now on this drive. We'll see what they do as they get closer here into Bills territory, you know, down by the 34-yard line right now. But you got to start handing it off. You got to eat that clock up. If you can't leave any time, let alone, you know, at this point, it'd be at least, like I said, 2.5 minutes, maybe more.
Yeah, I don't think they can run the ball. I know that they have run the ball on him tonight. I know that Henry had the big 76-yard touchdown run. I know he's got another touchdown run of 3 yards. But I think when it matters most here, under 5 minutes, when it gets under 5 minutes here in the next few seconds, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to run the ball. Just like right there on first down, they ran it. He lost a yard. I just don't see it. I don't see them killing the clock. I don't see them gaining a bunch of first downs here from the 30 in with Henry running it against Buffalo's defense. I just don't see it. He's going to have to burn them, play action, and throw it to beat him. And here he is throwing it again. And then, so now it's going to be 3rd and 6, and they got their hands full now. This is where it's going to be hard to get 6 yards on Buffalo. And this is the biggest play of the game with 5 minutes left and rolling. Both teams have 3 timeouts. It's been a great game. I mean, this is as good as it gets on a Monday night or primetime game to have a 31-27 going. And Buffalo in the lead, 4-1 Bills, 3-2 Titans. Big game for the Titans, of course, in their division, obviously. And I don't think the Bills have anything to worry about in the East. They're going to win the East. And a lot of people think they're going to have home field throughout the playoffs when it's all said and done. And here he is throwing for a first down, a huge play. I mean, that was a beautiful play on 3rd and 6, right over the middle. And now you get another first down. It's getting interesting now. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Ferrell and a Bench on a Monday night. 31-27 Bills, 4:05 and rolling left in the game. And the Titans are on the move, trying to score and take the lead. They got to score a touchdown. A field goal won't do it. Here's Henry busting loose now down to the 12. Another first down. And that was a little dump pass off into the flat. So I like the play calling here by Vrabel and their offense and the way they've moved down the field, mixing the pass with the run, barely running and throwing dump passes, little passes over the middle for 7 yards. I like it. The pass to Brown over midfield. They've been moving the ball. 2nd and 1 now, 3:20 and rolling left. Titan, the veteran, quarterback Tannehill, handling his business at the 12 now of the Bills. This will be the hardest 12 yards they ever got in their life, getting into this end zone. Henry gets the first down and more. He's going into the end zone. Henry scores. Oh, the humanity, Mafia, the humanity.
Still tons of time left, like you said, though.
Too much time left in the game. It's 3 minutes left, and it's 33-31 Titans. They take the lead. They'll kick the extra point. Bullock, if he makes it, they'll be up 3. So all the Bills need is a field goal to send it to overtime. And then, oh, no. Can you imagine the Bills scoring a touchdown in overtime and winning by 6 and it pushes? Oh, that's the last thing I want, Mafia. That's the last thing I want. I want to see Buffalo go down and try to win the game. Bullock made it. It's 34-31. Go figure. Look what the number's at right now. It's a field goal. All they need to send it to overtime. And they got a kicker who's already nailed a 52-yarder and 2 other field goals in this game. He's kicked 3 field goals in the game. It's Ferrell and a Bench. We got a good one going in Smashville.
Listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Well, the Bills ran the kickoff back 100 yards. Too bad Smith held on the play and they brought it back. That was definitely a holding call. But on the first play, he throws 30 yards for a completion and they're at midfield. I mean, is this just not automatic? This guy's going down to finish this game off. Mafia, you got to think he's going to do it. He's just going to forget about a field goal. He's going in like Dak did yesterday in overtime for the Cowboys.
Of course he is. Just to screw me over this game, he's going to just look, pass, what, 40 yards on like 2 plays? Yeah, they're just going to march down, get a game-winning touchdown that just completely takes away my victory.
Oh. Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm looking at basically if he scores, which, you know, at this point, I hope he does, actually, not against you, but because I've been on fire betting in the NFL in week 6. For the whole week, I was 21-5. I hit 81% of the bets. And if I have my way, I had the Bills winning and I middled it with the Titans getting the 6. So I need Buffalo to score a touchdown and win the game. And if they do, I go 23-5 for the week, which would be absolutely phenomenal. I don't think, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure I ever had a better day than that in terms of, you know, betting. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, that would be, you know, 82% for the week of bets hit. I mean, that's just crazy. I need him to score, though, and I have nothing in the bag yet. Right now, the Titans cover the spread no matter what. At this point, I think, because they're up 3 and I'm getting 6, so I'm up 9 right now no matter what. So let's see what happens. I think they cover, but I need the Bills on the money line to win the game. But I know you know the day I had. The only games I got wrong were the Broncos outright against the Raiders and the 3.5. The Panthers outright getting 1. They lost in overtime to the Vikings. And believe me, they should have lost that game long before they took it to overtime. And then I stupidly took the Lions and the 3.5. I thought that was a sucker play with the 3.5. But I did have the Bengals winning. So those are the only 5 bets I got wrong. I literally got everything else right. Thursday night, Bucks win. Eagles 7. I hit. Sunday, the Cowboys laid the 4. Steelers to win. Seattle plus 4.5. Jags to win in London, getting 3.5. Packers win, lay 4.5. Bengals win. Colts win, lay 9.5. Rams win, lay 10.5. Kansas City wins, lay 7. Ravens win, lay 3. Cards win in Cleveland, plus 2.5. And then I would have the Bills and the Titans. Bills to win, Titans plus the 5.5. 5 of my top 6 ranked plays on PharrellOnTheBench.com converted as well. I hit 5 out of 6. So it's just been a hell of a week. And we'll see if I can get Allen into the end zone here with 2 minutes left. They had the 2-minute warning. They got the ball 1st and 10. They're already in, obviously, Tennessee's end at around the 39-yard line. Do not play for that field goal. I mean, that's stupid. Go for the win. And now he throws it. They get it down to the 32. Don't tell me they're going to play for a tie and go to overtime. That's just stupid. Go for it. What are you doing? Go for the win. Plenty of time left. Try to win the game, right, Moff? You don't want to kick a field goal. You can lose the game in overtime.
Right, especially with how many times we've seen kickers miss. I don't care if the guys hit 3 and hit a long one today. You know, pressure changes things. You never know what's going to happen. Just a different spot in the grass, and there's a divot there or something, could screw everything up. Don't play for the kick.
All right, now they got the ball down to the 11, 10-yard line, a completion, clock running, minutes 17, 16, 15 left. You got 3 timeouts. Why not call one of them? What are you doing? They're just taking their sweet old time. They're obviously messing around with this clock. You keep messing around with it, you're going to end up getting a field goal only. They're just letting the clock wind down. It's unbelievable to me. What are you doing? I mean, it just makes no sense to me. They just wasted 30 seconds. Now they're going to run it up the middle. That's not going to work. Down to the 8. Now the clock's just moving and moving. Now they're finally going to call a timeout. That was terrible, if you ask me. They just wasted 45, 50 seconds on one play. You can't even argue with that. What are you doing?
Yeah, they're just trying to do exactly what we're talking about, them not doing, you know, not going the other way. We didn't want to leave time. They're trying to kill it, but you got to play that game to a certain degree. I mean, first of all, you're playing against Ryan Tannehill. He's not going to throw some huge bomb for the most part if you know it's coming. Their main weapon is their running game. So if you leave them a little time, it's not the end of the world. Don't try to kill it all the way where you screw yourself up and you're all of a sudden stuck there with no timeouts and, you know, no time left and you have to score and you only have one shot to do it. Like, give yourself some opportunity.
2nd and 6 now from the 8. They can get a 1st down of the 2. I don't see what the point is. Throw the ball in the end zone. Win the game right here. There it is. Oh, that's got to be a flag. No call.
They're both all over each other on that one.
I don't know. I mean, how much abuse can the receiver take? After 5 yards, he's getting mauled. I guess I blow that off. I'll blow that off.
That was just a good box out. 3rd and 6. That's a basketball move right there.
This is the last play right here. If they don't get this, they got to kick the field goal. There's no way they're going for it twice in a row on 3rd and 4th and 6. If they miss here, they got to kick the field goal and play overtime. This is the biggest play of the game right here. He's under pressure. He's going to run. Now he's going to get hit. There's no way he's getting in. He got the first down, though. He got the first down. Don't tell me they didn't give him the first down. That's a first down. How is the clock still running when the ball went out of bounds? They call a timeout. 22 seconds left. So they get the first down at the 2. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think he got out of bounds?
No, he landed inbounds and then slid out afterwards.
That's a huge run by Allen. You got to admit. I don't even know if he got it.
Ooh, yeah, that replay. His elbow comes down before he gets over that
ball. Yeah, I don't even think he got it. I think it's fourth down. They're not even giving him the first down. Yeah, I don't think they're giving him the first down.
And they can't challenge it. But have to come
his arms
above.
Down at the 2.5. That's not a first down. That's great with that red marker there. He's down before that. His body's there, but the ball's not. It's 4th and 1. They did not give it to him. The game's on the line right here. If they don't get it, they lose. Titans call a timeout. Wow, this is crazy. What would you do? Are you going to go for it here? Or are you going to kick the field goal and go to overtime?
I mean, if I have no problem going for it if you're going to take that chance, but up there they had a shotgun, you know, formation. What are you doing? Allen's, what, 6'5", 260? Get him on the damn line.
Yeah, like just go up to the ball and then snap it and get a first down.
All he has to do is reach over.
Fair enough. This is it, man. Decision-making time. I mean, now here they are. Oh, God. 4th and 1. Here it is. Are they going to try to draw him off sides? This is the game right here. He got the first down, I think. No, they're not going to give him the first down. They just lost the game. I don't know. They're letting the clock run. The refs have to make the decision here. No, he didn't get it. That's game over. Titans just won the game. They gave the Titans the ball. Wow. Can you believe that? What a stupid call that was. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, let's go down to Smashville. What a game. The Titans somehow stopped the Bills on 4th and 1 at the 2-yard line as Allen walked up to the ball and he like dove forward, but he got hit and ended up short. And the Titans win the game 34-31. Our buddy Chad Pennix is at the game. What a game you saw there tonight. Just wild. 7 lead changes. What did you think of the way they handled their business there from the 8-yard line in?
King Henry owns Tennessee. King Henry owns Nashville. All night. Unstoppable all night. They're going crazy in Nashville. Listen. Let's go, Titan out!
That is awesome. No. Hey. Hey, he had a big gain, the 76-yard touchdown run, the 3-yard touchdown run. We thought watching the game all night long that Josh Allen did whatever he wanted. It seemed like they scored every time they had the ball, either a field goal or, you know, the kid kicked 3 field goals or they scored a touchdown like that. What did you think of the play before halftime, the 29-yard rope to Beasley in the corner of the end zone? The way they were scoring every time they had the ball, I can't believe that they lost.
I was here with my friend. We said the play before, Beasley's open in the end zone. The exact play before, we knew it. He said, Beasley, 11's in the corner, open, dot, touchdown. They did everything they wanted on offense. But Tennessee just has heart. They play with a lot of heart and passion, and these fans wanted it. There's a lot of Bills Mafia here, and they weren't standing for it.
Yeah, it was great. Henry's unbelievable. The 13-yard run to put him ahead, his third touchdown of the game. What did you think of the play calling to move the ball 70 yards downfield, the mix of short passes, the pass to Brown over midfield, and then the dump pass to Henry, and then eventually the run of Henry into the end zone? What did you think of their play calling on the 70-yard drive?
It was perfect. Every play on that entire drive, when they blitzed, they threw it short, and they got yardage. And then when they got down there in the red zone, Henry did his thing.
What did you have action on? Did you have the six?
No, we take money lines over here. 10,000 on the money line.
10,000 on the money line for the Titans to win. So that was a good night in Smashville. You might have to go out and get a steak.
Listen to this crowd! Play it off! Everybody here had the money line!
What do you think of that football team? The Bills, though, when it's all said and done, anyone that plays them is going to have problems in the playoffs, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. I know tonight Tennessee found a way to get it done, but this Bills team is for real. And at the end of the year, they're going to be there.
Do you think that it boils down to the Bills and Ravens or the Bills and Chiefs?
I honestly don't think anybody's going to give the Bills a problem. The way Josh Allen has turned himself into a star from his visit Wyoming, when he really wasn't accurate at all, tonight all he threw was gone. He threw one bad pass tonight. And that was it.
So who do you think's the best team to give them a shot? Is it Baltimore or Kansas City?
It's nobody in the AFC. They'll be in the Super Bowl again. They'll be in the Super Bowl this year.
Automatic.
Well, it's done.
Because they're going
to
be playing that game.
They may run into the Rams.
So you think because they're playing all, they'll get home field and play in the B-Lo at Orchard Park, that just makes them unbeatable?
Unbeatable. They won't lose there. This is the year for them.
Wow. Do you think they'll...
It's a miracle to beat them tonight.
That's true. Do you think they can win it all? Do you think they can win the Super Bowl and beat an NFC team like the Rams or the Bucks or whoever's good enough to get in that game, even the Packers or Arizona? Do you think any of those teams can beat the Bills?
This is it. This is the year.
So you think they'll win it all?
Head to BetMGM, head to FanDuel, head to DraftKings, lock it in. Tonight, the way they're going to bounce back from this, and you can lock it in.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, that's cool you went to the game. Tell everybody what it was like going to the Rams game yesterday when they went up and scored their 28th point in the first half. What was it like? It's a Snoopy.
It was pathetic. It's pathetic for Giants fans the way they are. Rams fans took over. They were chanting Cooper Kupp for 45 minutes.
So, you've gone to see with me the Mahomes Chiefs against the Eagles. We've gone to see the Steelers play multiple times at Heinz Field. And then you went tonight to see King Henry beat the Bills. Was that the best game you've been to this year, the one you went to tonight?
By far. The atmosphere here was electric. Perfect Monday Night Football. It was worth fighting traffic getting here. It was worth flying here.
So you like going to these NFL games every week. It seems like you go to a different game every week. It's pretty fun for you, huh?
Got to have my pulse on the field. It's how I get all my inside information.
So you went to you watched the Steeler game last night with me, and then when the game was over, you went to Atlantic City to get action in, and it's only 2.5 hours from my crib to AC, and you left at midnight, and you're like, no problem. Oh, we lost him right there. There you go. That's a bummer. Anyway, the guy went down to Atlantic City last night after watching the Steeler game with me in overtime. And he went straight to Atlantic City at, you know, 1 a.m. He's telling everybody right now, he just texted me. He said, double up on the Colts Sunday night against the Niners. Everybody's doing it. And he thinks that the Colts will win in Levi's in Santa Clara at the Niners Sunday night. So that's the big bet. Anyway, he's a heavy, anyway, a sharp. The guy is in a different world when it comes to betting, I'll tell you that much. I mean, did you bet $10,000 tonight on the money line for the Titans to win the game? That's a serious onion pick by him, that they would win that game outright for 10 large. That's a serious play. And I know a lot of people talk big about betting around our place. And I don't know many people that walk up to the window and bet $10,000 on a Monday night football game. So everybody talks big. I know that dude backs it up, the guy that I just talked to on the show. I know for a fact he bets it. I know for a fact. I've sat with him at a game. He bet 25 large on a game. Sitting at an NFL game betting 25 large on the Chiefs the day they were laying the 7 in Philly. He bet 25 large on the Chiefs, and they got it done. They won by 12. So he means business, that dude. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, I like that Colts team, too, in San Francisco. I actually think they're playing really good football all of a sudden, and Wentz is getting in a rhythm, and they looked great yesterday. Fair enough. They played the Texans. Fair enough. But, like, it's one thing to play them. It's another thing to annihilate them and handle your business and to go out and cut it down. You got a tree in front of you, cut it down. So there's a lot of big spreads this week in the NFL. I got to tell you, there's a 13, a 15, and a 17, and that is crazy. It really is crazy. So just so you know, the NBA starts tomorrow night. Can you believe that? There's a doubleheader. You got the Lakers and the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. And then the Nets and Bucks in Brewtown. How about that delicious game? I think that one's better than the Lakers and Warriors. I'll tell you that much. To me, the Warriors are Steph Curry. Like, you know, I know everyone thinks the Warriors are going to win all these games this year. Everybody's got them picked fourth in the West. I'm not so sure that they're going to have all this automatic success. And we're going to see when Klay comes back, December, January at the latest. But that doesn't mean he's going to come back and all they're going to do is win and all he's going to do is produce. He's already had two devastating injuries. I hope he does great. I like Klay Thompson, but I don't know if I buy the Warriors. I actually, you know, to be honest with you, I think there's other teams that get no love. Luka Doncic and the Mavs. I think they're going to do well. They're picked six. They got Sports Illustrated has the Warriors at 5. And then they got, you know, Jazz, Lakers, Suns, Nuggets, 1 through 4. Then Warriors, Mavs, 5, 6. Clippers, 7. Blazers, 8. And then everybody else on the outside looking in. In the Eastern Conference, they have Bucks, Nets, Sixers, Heat, top 4. Hawks, Celtics, Pacers, Knicks. 5 through 8. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the NBA and how the divisions will shake out and get you caught up on the NHL late night games that are going on tonight. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench with Mafia. So I was looking at the NBA starting tomorrow, and I was checking out this Sports Illustrated season preview for hoops. They had college, Final Fours, NBA, et cetera, et cetera. Trey and Luka on the cover. And I was looking at the Eastern Conference. They have the Heat number one in the Southeast, Hawks two, Wizards three, Hornets four, Magic five. Of course, Lowry and PJ Tucker join the Heat. Tucker from the Bucks, Lowry from the Raptors. And the Hawks were very tough in the playoffs, gave the Sixers all kinds of problems. And then they really, I don't think they improved that much in terms of DeLon Wright, Gorgie Jang. I think, you know, I'm not afraid of him, actually, to be honest with you. The Wizards got Spencer Dinwiddie off of a knee surgery and Kyle Kuzma. And out is Westbrook and Robin Lopez. The Hornets brought in Mason Plumlee, Kelly Oubre Jr. And then the Magic get Jalen Suggs in the draft, and they get Robin Lopez. I don't disagree that the Heat should be the best team in that division. The Central, the Bucks, they bring in George Hill and Grayson Allen. I keep thinking George Hill was there anyway, right? So, I mean, he was there before. I think he's, you know, went to, where was he? Utah or something like that. And then he came back. Grayson Allen's there. And then they have the Bucks, Pacers, Bulls, Pistons, Cavs. I know everyone's super high on the Bulls. I heard a lot of people talking about, even on Coast to Coast, people talking about the Bulls. They're going to win all these games, 47 or something was the total. And they brought in DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball. And, I mean, listen, I don't deny DeRozan can ball, and he's still got game, but he's a little long in the tooth. And then Lonzo Ball, I won't deny he's got game, but he's never won. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And I don't think they're going to be that great. I love Zach LaVine, but it doesn't mean that they're going to win all these games, 48 games to go over. I don't know if I'm buying that with DeRozan and Lonzo Ball. I mean, if Lonzo Ball was so great, why'd the Lakers get rid of him? If Lonzo Ball was so great, why did the Pelicans get rid of him? So they have the Pistons four with Cade Cunningham, the top pick. Luka Garza, I think he's going to be fun to watch develop. Cavaliers are last. Ricky Rubio, they got Lauri Markkanen from the Bulls. But the Bucks are still the deal. And we're going to find out how good they are tomorrow night when they play the Nets in the opener in Milwaukee. The Nets are laying 1.5. Mafia, who do you like in that game? Do you think the Nets can go into Milwaukee tomorrow night with no Kyrie? Or is Kyrie Irving playing in that game? Because he's not allowed to play in Brooklyn. Is he not allowed to play in Milwaukee?
They're not playing him at all until he can play all the time. That was the whole, you know, no part-time thing, I think, is that they're saying until you're vaxxed or, you know, they change the mandates and you can just play whenever, we're not going to play at all. So I like that's actually changed now. It's flipped. Nets are getting a point at this point in Milwaukee. That's flipped on the other side. I like Milwaukee, though. I think that, you know, obviously they're a more complete team. We got great players in Harden and Durant, but I just worry about what's behind them. I worry about the depth and how this changes things with Kyrie out, how these guys are going to have to shift to new roles and, you know, do more than they were expected to in other spots.
I mean, they got Blake Griffin. They got your boy back, Aldridge. And they got Brown, they got Joe Harris, Claxton. I mean, I think they're solid. I don't care if Kyrie Irving ever plays another game in the NBA, to be honest with you. I really don't care about his whole schmeal. I'm sick of it. As far as the Atlantic, the Nets are the top team. Oh, by the way, they got Millsap and Patty Mills too, the Nets. I think they got enough players to win without him. They're loaded. I mean, those Patty Mills can flat out play, and Millsap is automatic double figures. He'll give you 10, even burping. And then they lost Jeff Green and Landry Shamet. I know Landry Shamet, he went to Phoenix, and I know they're excited about Landry Shamet in Phoenix. They got Elfrid Payton and Landry Shamet. I think Landry Shamet and Elfrid Payton both suck. I watched Landry Shamet play with the Nets. I mean, that guy missed so many threes last year, it wasn't even funny. He's a three-point specialist that couldn't knock down a three to save his ass last year, to be honest with you. Anyway, the Nets, Sixers, Celtics, Knicks, and Raptors, 1-5, they have it. Of course, the Sixers got Andre Drummond, and the Celtics got Dennis Schroeder and Al Horford. The Knicks got Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, and the Raptors, Goran Dragic and Scottie Barnes. I still think the Nets are the best team in that division, without a doubt, in the Atlantic, and the Bucks in the Central, the Heat in the Southeast. I don't have a problem with that. In the Southwest, Dallas has, they picked up Reggie Bullock. He was on the Knicks. I can live without Reggie Bullock, believe me you. I think he's decent at best. The Grizzlies got Steven Adams. He's a monster, but I think they needed a lot more than Steven Adams. Pelicans got Valanciunas and Devontae Graham. The Spurs got Doug McDermott and Thaddeus Young. They still seem kind of old to me. And the Rockets have Daniel Tice and Jalen Green, the rookie. And then in the Northwest, they have the Jazz, Nuggets, Blazers, Wolves, and Thunder. Jazz got Rudy Gay and Hassan Whiteside. Whiteside's moved around like a newspaper. Denver got Jeff Green. I like his game, I'll tell you that much. I think he'll make them tougher. I loved him on the Nets. The Blazers got Larry Nance Jr. and Ben McLemore. And then the T-Wolves got Pat Beverly and Torian Prince. The Thunder got Derek Evans and Josh Giddey. He's a rookie. But look, I'm not going to argue with that. I think, you know, it's still Jazz, Nuggets, Blazers in that division. And with Spida Mitchell and company, they're still tough. Conley, they got to keep him healthy. But Rudy Gay's old. And Whiteside's a mess. He, you know, it seems like he just doesn't care unless I'm tripping. Denver might be better than them, to be honest with you. And then in the Pacific, it's the Lakers, Suns, Warriors, Clippers, Kings. That's how they rank them. The Lakers got Westbrook and Wayne Ellington. The Suns, Shamet and Payton. The Warriors got Otto Porter Jr. and Andre Iguodala, who I think is finished. The Clippers, Bledsoe and Winslow. And the Kings, Tristan Thompson and Davion Mitchell, the rookie out of Baylor. So I actually think the Lakers will be better than the Suns. I think the Suns will take a step back. They couldn't give Ayton a deal. They couldn't. They didn't. They didn't give him a deal. Today was the deadline. They didn't give him an extended rookie deal like all these other guys. Jaren Jackson got $105 million. They did not give the big Ayton a deal in Phoenix. I think that's going to linger and be an issue and be a problem for them and come back to bite them a little bit. So I think the Lakers, and everybody thinks the Lakers aren't going to be good because they're old. I think they're experienced and dangerous and lethal, and I think they're deep, and I think they can beat anybody on any given night. And I think tomorrow night they'll beat the Warriors, and I think they'll cover the 3.5. Mafia, who do you like in that game? Lakers, Warriors.
I like the Lakers in that one. I think the Warriors are going to be obviously much better than they were last year. I think they're going to be, you know, probably one of the tougher teams in the West for a lot of these top teams to play. They're probably going to be middle of the pack, but one you don't really want to mess with, especially when you get towards later, you know, in the year. But I think early on, they still have to find themselves. They still have to figure out how to play with each other again. It's been a long time since, you know, Curry and Clay were out there together, and Draymond. You know, you can say all you want that these guys have played together for years, and they have, but this is Clay's first time in the court. He has to test himself, figure out, you know, how his game goes and get used to being out there again in games, and these guys have to get used to playing with him again. So I think they're going to get awesome by the end of the year, but I think it's going to be, you know, slow developing in the early going, so I'm going to take the Lakers.
Well, he's not playing for 2 months. So he's not playing at all at the beginning. So when they get him back, it'll be interesting to see how they do with him, like old times, or will it be Russ never sleeps? We'll see what happens when they eventually get him back. But bottom line is, from the jump, it's going to have to be Curry doing his thing again. Last year, he was phenomenal on his own. There's no doubt. He went out and lit it up every night, and he was a problem for everybody. And he put on a hell of a show. He's going to have to do it again because Clay's not ready to go. So we'll see how that works out. As far as college basketball goes, I mean, obviously we're a little ways away, a few weeks away from that happening, but they're going to start playing soon enough with, you know, preseason tournaments and then the, you know, cushy, sugary, candy early season schedule, which is generally a joke. But the tournaments, the start of the season tournaments are phenomenal. Gonzaga is number one in the country. Again, Mark Few's Bulldogs. Mark coming off the DUI in the offseason. Boy, that was a stunning bit of news, wasn't it? Texas is number two. Chris Beard at Texas now. And obviously rolled out of Lubbock and Texas Tech. Kansas, number three. And they're big, 6'5", 6'8", across the baseline. UCLA, number four, became just the second team to advance to the Final Four from the first four to the Final Four last year. They got in with one of the last four and made it to the Final Four. Always interesting to see what happens with those first four. Somebody always does something. Michigan's ranked number five as Howard is in charge in Ann Arbor. Memphis is loaded. Penny Hardaway, Rasheed Wallace, Larry Brown on the staff. Bates, the stud who finally decided to go to Memphis. Imoni Bates, going to be interesting to watch the 6'9 stud play. Baylor, the defending champs, lost four starters. Still have pieces to make a strong run. They're ranked seventh. I don't know how you lose the whole team and you're ranked seventh. I really don't. Purdue is eighth. Two of the biggest bigs in the country, 6'10", Trevion Williams, and 7'4", Zach Edey, and a great guard in 6'4", Jaden Ivey. The Boilermaker is going to be tough. Number nine is Kentucky. Wildcats' worst season last year since 1927. Calipari picking up the pieces and trying to get them going again. They're loaded. We'll see if they can live up to any of the hype because they were terrible last year. Villanova's 10th, Duke 11, Oregon 12, then Houston, North Carolina, Alabama, Illinois, Arkansas, Ohio State, Indiana. Excitement high for the dawn of the Mike Woodson era. 6'9 junior, Trace Jackson Davis, the Hoosiers. Impressive during an August trip to the Bahamas, where they played a Serbian pro team. Let's see what the Hoosiers do in Bloomington with Mike Woodson. And Tennessee ranked 20th. So can't wait to see college basketball either. Women's top 20, UConn and South Carolina, Stanford, Maryland, and Louisville, the top five teams in the country. So basketball is rolling. I love it. We'll be watching games tomorrow night. And you got it all now. NBA, hockey, World Series coming up, college football, and college basketball right around the corner doing push-ups. Pro football tonight, we see the Titans with a nice upset of the Bills in Nashville. That was crazy. 34-31 Titans. It's Pharrell on the bench. We'll come back to New York and wrap it up.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Obviously, the Bills could have kicked the field goal and, you know, gone to overtime, but they went for it on 4th-and-1 at the Tennessee 3-yard line with 22 seconds left. Josh Allen, the keeper, they failed. Game over. And the Titans win it 34-31. So, without a doubt, Buffalo is a better football team than the Titans, but they lost to them in Tennessee tonight. Great job by Vrabel's bunch to win that game. 7 or 8 lead changes in that game. It was crazy. Flyers beat the Kraken 6-1 in Philadelphia. The Rangers with a big overtime win in Toronto 2-1 over the Leafs. Right now, the Blues are kicking the Coyotes' ass after 2 periods, 6-2 in the desert. And the Ducks and Flames are at Saddle Dome with 5.5 minutes left, tied at 2. Tomorrow, a full spat of games. Stars, Penguins, and Pittsburgh Canucks are in Buffalo. Sharks at Canadiens. The Canadiens are 0-3. Panthers, Lightning in the Battle of Florida in Tampa. Kraken and Devils in Jersey. Avs are at the Capitals in D.C. Jackets and Wings in Detroit. Islanders play the Blackhawks in Chicago, where Fleury's been awful. Kings, Predators in Smashville, Jets and Wild in Minnie, and the Ducks, Oilers tomorrow night in Edmonton. Two in the NBA tomorrow night. The regular season gets started. You can't beat that. And we're going to see the Lakers and Warriors and the Nets and Bucks. I'm all for that. I can't wait. Big win for the Red Sox tonight, 12-3. They blew out the Astros in Game 3 of the ALCS. They'll go at it again tomorrow night at Fenway. Plus, you get the Dodgers and the Braves going in Los Angeles. See you at 4 tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big.